trials in quite 30 days, but President Trump has announced he has defeated ISIS and will be pulling US troops out of Syria. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Find us every week, even over Christmas, at US of Ed on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter. We'll get to Syria and such in just a minute, but first, last Friday we were meant to see a big release from the Mueller investigation, and yet it's been all quiet on the Russian front. Ed, what happened?
Well, I think several things are going on. Behind the scenes, apparently there's some issues with respect to the Mueller investigation itself and people trying to quash it using various kinds of devices, especially testing the ability to issue subpoenas. So there's a test on there. The other thing is the Cohen matter has raised a lot of other sticky issues. Remember, Cohen matter is not a Mueller issue, but now it's boomerang back to Mueller. So Cohen's brought up things like the meeting, like the fact that there's some things going on in the campaign, issues with Russians he knows of and the like. So they've got to put that together before it doesn't have legs and know who's going to carry that ball. I think they're going to come up with some pretty tough stuff very soon. And this is real trouble for the president because the Democrats will pick this up and pick it apart. So even if he just issues a report, the Democrats are going to use it as bullets, howitzer bullets. And they're going to be lodging them at him. How he's going to survive this, who knows, when he's got a temporary leader of his own office. So the person leading the office is also the guy who's leading, let's call it the deficit division, the Office of Budget and Management, which is crazy. I'd never worked in that office, but I've been in it. And it's like going into, remember those old movies where paper's flying in every direction and people are trying to catch it and put it on their desk? Well, that's what the office OMB looks like. And they got a lot of paper hanging going on there.
Big news this week, Syria, and Trump has announced via tweets, ISIS is defeated and the U.S. will be pulling its 2,000 troops out of Syria. This has been confirmed by the White House, although some in the Pentagon reportedly not happy. First thoughts, Ed?
This is a really interesting way to run the U.S. government. You send out a tweet. Did he check with ISIS? Or are they on the caravan? My God, this is perfectly ridiculous. Perfectly ridiculous. Now, those aren't soldiers or combat. They are training people. They're first aid technicians, people who are providing vital supply line assistance. So pulling them out really means pulling out any possibility of the rebels having a chance of surviving. This is a favor to the Russians. That's all it is, another gift to the Russians. And we've gone through this. Why is he trying to cozy up to the Russians? Follow the money.
Big win for the Russians, as you say, with this one. This is one that Putin really wanted delivered.
That's why. And he's getting it. It's thus far, he's delivered nothing to Putin. And Putin's really upset. So he's trying to hang on here. Putin has a couple more shoes to drop around this financial business. And when the issues come out that the money that he got during the 90s came through Deutsche Bank to him directly from the Russians, that's going to be a very big shoe. And the other one is his building of that tower. And already they're releasing memos and emails saying that Trump's people were in communication with them on the tower. They've got more. So the Russians are in the bus and they're driving it right at Trump.
There is a much bigger argument here whether America has this role of world police that they seem to have stepped into. A lot of people are saying Trump is blowing up American Middle East policy with this particular move, leaving some allies like the Kurdish fighters swinging in the wind on this kind of thing. Although ISIS, you would have to say, it is, in the sense of a traditional military campaign, very, very weak. It is holding onto a skerrick of land right now. People are concerned about a bounce back, but certainly militarily, ISIS is very, very close to defeat, if not defeated. When do you roll out the mission accomplished
battle? Right, let's use your analogy here. When there's a house fire, do you notice the fire department stations a person there for the next 24 hours to make sure no other fire starts? The same thing's true with the military. When the other guys are running and they look like they're near defeat, you put some of your troops real close to them and let them surrender. So this is the wrong time to do that. The right time to do it might be next year or the year after, when the enemy is in total disarray or they've capitulated entirely. Not now. And the reason it's being done now is because the Russians have asked him to do this. The Russians don't like ISIS either, but their worry is the rebels are gaining strength again, and the Syrian army is in disarray.
There's also the possibility this is happening this week, right before Christmas, as yet another distraction by a president infamous for throwing out grenades, throwing out whatever he thinks will stick. It's been another horror week for him, realistically. We've had the Michael Flynn sentencing postponed. He's got another 90 days, and as the suggestion is, on that 90 days, he'd better sing for his supper.
Yeah, yeah, and the Cohen business, which you haven't mentioned.
Yeah.
More's coming out on the Cohen side, and his own foundation, which was a slush fund. He not only is he in trouble, his whole family's in trouble when you go through the cascade of things. Now, who told Flynn what to do? Jared Kushner. The foundation run by his second son and then his first son with the meeting on June 16th. So he is surrounded now with all this stuff and he doesn't know where to turn. So he's looking, maybe the Russians will let me out. Anybody will let me out. He has no policy agenda. It is escape from reality.
I did want to touch more on the foundation issue because the Donald J. Trump Foundation, it's being dissolved after the lawsuit found it was guilty of a shocking pattern of illegality. A charity that did no charitable works and was instead just a piggy bank for Trump and his eldest children. For any other modern president, Ed, this would be a scandal of jaw-dropping proportions.
Yeah, but how many scandals do we need here?
Mm.
And it is truly flagrant. But here we have a situation where the president, even if he survived another term, when he got out, would be facing prison. So he has two courses of action. One of them is ask for leniency and try to get this down, or the other is resign and ask that he be pardoned for all these crimes and the members of his family. I don't think he has any other way out.
I mean, the judge in the Flynn case in postponing this sentencing, I think the words were sold out his country. I feel like that's going to be a sign that's going to be hanging around the necks of a few in the White House right now.
That's right. That's right. I wonder what the current White House manager is going to have to say. Kelly doesn't seem pleased on his exit. So I think Kelly may be singing as well.
Let's talk about Mick Mulvaney, actually, because you mentioned him a little bit before. He's going to be acting chief of staff, despite the fact in the past he's referred to Trump as a terrible human being and said that he would be disqualified from taking office in an ordinary universe. You can say a lot about the modern Republican Party, Ed, but you've got to compliment them on their flexibleness, I would say.
Yeah, Mulvaney's very flexible. Well, Mulvaney's taken over any job that's available. I think he's still running the Small Business Administration. Mulvaney is a person who loves to absorb power, and this is just another piece of turf for him. I suspect he'll be there as long as he has to be. But he's absolutely the wrong person to have there if you're going to run for president, because he cannot do an internal job and an external job at the same time. So I think we're going to have another person in this job. So by the time we learn to spell Mulvaney, he'll be gone.
And just speaking of which, Paul Ryan, also a great mental gymnast of the Trump era, also on his way out this week.
Yeah, and Paul Ryan, the guy who said he would lessen the deficit, he would pull back on all these programs, make America strong again by having a strong balance sheet. Boy, does he look like a wimp. I think that his legacy is something that's really going to haunt him. He's a young man, and he still has to wear this tax cut. He has to wear this mounting deficit. He has to wear the fact that he attacked Obamacare. And by the way, Obamacare is now under threat by the courts, and the Republicans have not come to save it, and he's going to have to wear that. So he's going out with his head down rather than his head up.
Mm.
It's too bad. I think there were times before Trump he looked like a decent human being.
Well, I guess make a wish, Ed, because we've seen a rising star become a falling star very quickly over the last couple of years.
That's true. And what other rising stars are there? I think the Democrats got to 40. So now it looks like there is no chance that the Democrats are going to surrender on anything. Now, people say the Republicans have the House, the Senate, but who's in the Senate? They still have those people who are critical of the president in the Senate, and you got more of them because the guys who are elected on their own, who are Republicans, are not coming the president's way. And a few people are going to be jumping ship very soon. So the Senate looks weaker, and the House is going to be a terror.
And just speaking of that makeup, government shutdown seems to be averted this week. Trump backing down after claiming he'd be proud to take on the take the government down if he didn't get funding for his wall. There has been another short-term spending bill passed, again without funding for the border wall, Ed.
Well, what's this wall going to do for you? Anyone who's seen anything about it says there's so many, you have to have so many leaks in the wall to construct it. It'll never do any good. Obama started the wall, by the way. Many people don't know that. And the wall was for security purposes, but it's actually to funnel people to the borders so they didn't try these other things. And it was to deal with drug dealers, not to deal with people who are trying to cross the border. Because the people trying to cross the border want to be as close to where they're caught, can get caught as possible, because the chances of getting in after being caught is very good, or you're caught and you're released and you have to go back. So the wall is now going to create a lot of underground construction work for people on the other side. It hasn't done anything for Israel. I don't know why the president keeps touting it as a great thing for Israel. It's just done just the opposite. It's going to hurt U.S. relations with Mexico, and it'll probably do some environmental damage, which people haven't calculated. So believe it or not, I think some of this wall is going to be built in the places where it hasn't been built, but it's never going to be the deterrent that he's talking about.
And just finally, Ed, a bit of a sad one, actually. Levels of gun deaths in the United States are at their highest levels in 50 years. This number coming from 2017, nearly 40,000 people died from guns that year. We had a rather long chat about guns and gun control. Well, only
a podcast
just a couple of months ago discussing these ones. Those numbers really hammer home that this isn't a problem that just exists in a vacuum. This is a problem that is still ramping up.
Well, let's go back to the gun law that was passed after Reagan was shot. The Brady Bill, it's called. When those automatic weapons were not for sale, except for limited people, gun deaths plummeted. They came back when that bill reached its sunset clause, and the Republicans would not renew it. So kind of your chickens come to roost. Now the Republicans have to wear this I would anticipate this will be a big deal in the next presidential campaign, and the Brady Bill will come back. What we have to do is get rid of those automatic weapons. The United States is not going to be a place where you get rid of all weapons, but I think you can get rid of the automatic weapons. And this business about mental health, all Americans must be crazy if you're getting 60, 70,000 people a year killed. This is not mental health. This is an issue where you have people have something they cannot handle. Automatic weapons were never for this purpose. I haven't heard of anybody being killed on this scale anywhere else by guns.
US of Ed is produced in the studios of 2SER 107.3 in Sydney. Help support the work we do by going to 2SER.com/support. Ed and I will be back next week to talk the latest in US news and politics before the new year. Find us on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.